Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Erica Russo Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here today. And if you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to grow and evolve and lean into your intuition and remember the power of your intention, I fucking love you. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you so much for continuing to press play. I appreciate each and every one of you. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those aha moments, if it's giving you a different perspective on things, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Or Spotify, by the way, we can do that now at Spotify. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, the world is a fucking dumpster fire. And these conversations and this wisdom can help a lot of people. Before you go ahead and you click submit, make sure you send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co. No M, and I would love to send you a free gift for taking that time out of your busy day to support this podcast. So, with that being said, we are going to talk about the 3.5 things I wish that I knew before starting my business. Okay, I will say this until I am in the ground, and probably even after I am long gone. But I truly believe that when a soul decides to go into business, whatever business that is, food business, service-based business, whatever it is, that soul is on a fast path for spiritual development. The lessons that you learn along the way when it comes to entrepreneurship are ones that require a lot of patience, a lot of perseverance, a lot of faith. And I'm going to be completely transparent with you guys. I really truly believe that entrepreneurship is not for everyone. If you want to have a easy peasy, laid back kind of life, I don't think that wanting to grow and build and scale a business is the life path for you. This is fucking nuts, okay? I am just being fucking real with you guys. Anybody that has a business or has ever owned a business, they know what I'm talking about. People see very little of what it actually takes to create a successful business. People maybe see 1% of it. They don't see the money that you have to invest. They don't see the time that you have to invest. They don't see the hard work and the dedication and the frustration that you need to invest in order to build a business. Entrepreneurship is who I am. It's the only thing I know. My father was an entrepreneur. My husband is an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. My aunt and uncle is an entrepreneur. It's all I know. So the chaos and the stress, it's just my natural. It's just my neutral. Whereas if someone is doing it and they don't have entrepreneurship, you know, within their life and their circumstances, they're going to fucking cry. I mean, you're going to cry regardless, if I'm being completely honest. If nobody has told you yet, there's a lot of tears, man. There are a lot of tears. But anyway, this episode isn't for me to scare the shit out of any entrepreneur. This episode is here to share with you the things that have really helped me when it comes to building my business, showing up, and creating, I can't even say it's work-life balance, but creating a life that I absolutely adore, okay? So the first thing that I wish I knew before starting my business was my human design, okay? We all have a very unique energetic blueprint, and knowing your human design and understanding how you're meant to respond to things, how you're meant to trust your intuition with things, how you're meant to really just live your everyday life can be such a benefit when it comes to not just entrepreneurship, but just your life, okay? If I knew my human design, there would have been a lot less spaghetti being thrown on the wall. But because I learned it 2 years into my entrepreneurship journey, there was a lot of spaghetti thrown at the wall, if you know what I mean. So understanding your human design is really a game changer, not just for business, but for your life. The second thing I wish I knew before starting my business was my soul contract. Now, what is a soul contract? I've talked about this a lot on this podcast. Your soul contract is essentially your blueprint for life. It is a spiritual map of the destiny the universe intends for you. Now, this is another form. I don't know like what we call astrology and human design. I like to call it a form of divination because technically it is a form of divination, but this is a less known form of divination. This uncovers your karma, your talents, the things that you are naturally good at, your goals, as well as your life purpose, your soul destiny, what it is that you are meant to be doing here on earth. Now, I am going to preface this by saying your soul contract is not going to tell you, ah, you are meant to be a lawyer, or ooh, you are meant to be an entrepreneur, or you are here to do this. It's much deeper than that, and it's much more spiritually based. But when you begin to understand and unravel your soul contract, you begin to see and you begin to work with your talents, the things that you're naturally good at. And then when you uncover your goals, it answers a lot of questions, and you can begin to create a business based on your talents and your goals, as well as your overall life destiny, okay? I wish I knew this prior. My story when it comes to soul contract readings was, I don't even know how I stumbled upon them, but someone was offering soul contract readings, and I was like, oh my God, okay, let me try this out. So I got a soul contract reading, and it was in a PDF workbook. It wasn't a one-on-one thing. And what I've learned with me is the way I learn is I shadow people. I will be up your ass and I will shadow everything that you do. And that's how I learn and how I make my own way with things. So when I got this soul contract, it was in PDF form and I skimmed through it, but I was like, oh, okay. Some of it resonates, some of it doesn't, but it was too much for me, to be completely honest. So I tucked it away in a folder on my laptop. I then had the intuitive feeling January 2020, to look back at it and to not only look back at it, but order the book, Your Soul Contract Decoded by Nicholas David Nagan. I'll put it in the show notes. So I ordered the book and then I finally sat with the book and I looked at my soul contract and I began to understand what everything meant. And that's when everything kind of changed. And that's when my jaw started dropping. Because the things that were in my soul contract were knowings that I've already had about myself. The goals that I had, the ones that seemed really big and really far-fetched, were imprinted in my soul contract. So when I found the accuracy of this, I decided to learn more and to learn how to read other people's soul contracts. So that's exactly what I did. Now, where was I? Yeah, we were talking about soul contracts. When I began to truly understand soul contracts and how our karma manifests into our life and the lessons that we need to learn, I began to see everything from a much broader perspective. And that allowed me to help. It really allowed me to understand why I found myself in different circumstances and relationships, and why I needed to learn certain things. So understanding my soul contract really helped with that. And really just knowing my soul purpose and knowing that I'm on the right path. Okay. So the third thing that I wish I knew before business was the importance of a regulated nervous system. I believe, looking back now, I believe my whole adolescence, as well as my 20s and well into my 30s, I had a dysregulated nervous system. I was always either in a stage of fight or flight or freeze. And it wasn't until I essentially became activated in a sense where I started doing energy healing work and psychic surgeries that I realized the toll that it took on my nervous system. And when I began to dive into nervous system regulation, because working with that amount of energy, that amount of spiritual energy, I should say, the best way I can describe it is like I felt like a walking mummy. Like I couldn't, it was really scary at one point because I had so much spiritual energy flowing through me. I was discombobulated. It was bad. So I learned about the nervous system and I learned how to regulate my nervous system. And once I began to do this, I began to understand like, man, I think a lot of people's problems is because they have a dysregulated nervous system and they don't know that they don't really know these simple effective hacks that they can start implementing in their everyday life. So that was something that I wish I'd learned. A good book for nervous system regulation is The Body Keeps the Score. Again, I will have that in the show notes for you. And the half one, because if you remember, I said the 3.5 things I wish I knew before starting my business. This is the half one, because I couldn't leave this out. The work never stops. If you are a healer, because I know I have a lot of healers that listen, don't ever think that you're fucking healed, because you're not. I'm sorry if that's a too much tough love for you. Just when you get to another level, there's going to be another devil. There's always going to be another piece of the puzzle that's going to be uncovered. This is something that once you really humble yourself with this fact, you're never going to stop learning and you're never going to stop realizing what a magnificent, incredible, intelligent person that you are, but how much depth you have. And there's so many layers to who you are and your own healing journey that have yet to be uncovered. So you really need to take each day and each step with some humble pie, because just when you think you learned something, the universe is just going to bitch slap you. I mean, at least that's the case for me. Every time I think that I kind of mastered something in my life, or I worked through a traumatic experience, or I learned a lesson, the universe always comes and is like, oh yeah, bitch, bam, and I'm sitting right back down, because that's just how we are meant to live. That's how we're going to learn. Stay humble. You're not fully healed. And I really truly believe we're never going to be fully healed. I really truly believe that, because there's always a different viewpoint. There is always a broader perspective. There is always someone that's still in the arena that needs to get up to the nosebleed in order to see why things fall apart and why certain people come into your life and why they leave your life. There's always much more to the story than what we are seeing, okay? And what I have done to bring all of this together when it comes to human design, soul contract, regulating your nervous system, as well as, you know, the whole work thing and the whole healing thing, I've created Elevation Academy, and this is my signature program where we go deep into learning human design, uncovering your soul contract, regulating your nervous system. I've incorporated breath work as well as some really potent channeled activations in there on top of so much other shit. This is a really powerful program. This really truly is not just another online course. This program requires your active participation. And if you are interested in learning more about Elevation Academy, enrollment is now open. I will leave a link to my Becoming a Free Masterclass where you're going to learn a little bit more into how I created this program. Now, oh man, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week. Be sure to come hang out with me on Instagram at Erica W. Russo. I have a ton of intuitive exercises and just so much more beautiful content for you and your spiritual and personal evolution. I love you guys. Have a great day. And remember, trust yourself and trust the process. Life gets to be good.